So Pens to Lens is a student screenwriting competition. Students from the area write short screenplays. We ask for about 5 pages at most. Then they turn them in, and we put them on the special site for community members and filmmakers to read through and rate them and get an idea of what they might like to actually create. So then filmmakers pick scripts that they want to produce, and they have a few months to get that all together. And we have a big screening event. And this year we have 22 movies that local filmmakers have created from scripts written by area kids.
Well, AJ, tell me a little bit about the local filmmakers themselves, the people who are involved with this.
Yeah, we have a really wonderful blossoming community of filmmakers in town and just all over the sort of central and east central Illinois area. We've in the past year or so been pulling a lot of people in from Decatur and from Bloomington and these areas as well. It's a really fun experience for everyone and kind of consumes us over the summer.
So were you seeing anything in these kids' scripts? Any themes? I mean, I'm sure that the scripts from, you know, first graders and second graders are different than the scripts you see from juniors and seniors in high school.
One thing we haven't mentioned is that we actually provide to teachers and parents a curriculum guide, and it's not required by any means, but it's sort of helpful to understand how a screenplay is written. And this year we did some updates, and we noticed that there was a sort of a theme last year of kids creating really great beginnings and really great middles to their stories and not putting endings on. And this year, there's been a really notable difference in the amount of endings that we're seeing on stories. So that was really exciting, at least from my perspective.
So what specifically are we going to see? Tell me a couple of the films that are going to be shown.
There are two screenings. There's the 2 p.m. screening with the younger kids' scripts, the K through 7th grade, and then there's the older kids' scripts and the later screening. So one of my favorites from the first screening is called The Adventures of Mr. Pancake, and it was written by a group of, I believe, second graders, and it's about a lion, a mouse, and a talking pancake who are friends, and then the lion gets hungry, and you can kind of see the difficulty that this poses for this group of very tasty friends. So in the later block, it's older kids, older writers who are telling these stories, and we wanted to let them write stories for an audience of their peers. One of the ones that we wouldn't have been able to show last year with just the one screening for everyone, it's called The Runner, and it's this Hunger Games-esque dystopian mystery thriller with this girl who finds herself in the woods running away from these agents in black suits that she doesn't know anything about and just trying to escape. And there's this great fight scene later on in the movie.
So why is this project important? Why is it important to teach these kids making movies, how to make movies? Why is that important to you?
Filmmaking teaches a lot of really great life skills, perhaps surprisingly. One of the most important things is just the fact that as our society becomes much more technological, it's a very technological art form. And so we're managing to introduce kids to technology in the arts. It's also a really great way to learn collaboration with others. And it's storytelling, plain and simple. It's communication, which has always been a tentpole of a kid's education, but this is just another opportunity to do it.
We also live in a community that has a lot of really great opportunities for kids in all sorts of arts. We wanted to, you know, bring the filmmaking community to the table on that. Say, you know, you can do theater and you can do dance and painting and film is right there with them.